Hello, and we're talking to Missy Harrison. Missy, welcome. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you for having me come on.
Tell me a little bit about what you are going through right now.
I'm finishing up cancer treatment. I was diagnosed with cervical cancer at the beginning of this year. And so I'm just in the final stages of some of my treatment.
And I know that you are working through that tough battle, but you've decided to share parts of your journey online. I know you and your husband, Darren, are doing that. Can you tell us about that and what you hope to achieve by doing that?
Yeah, we thought, because through my journey, we both, we saw that there was a need that women weren't really talking about some of their experiences. And we had our own family members go through different procedures and no one knew about it. And we thought, well, this is something that we need to talk about. And some of the signs and symptoms and stuff that we had went through, we thought, not only that, but even like him being kind of the caregiver, what his, his side of things also. And we thought we could help people, either help them maybe, think, yeah, I should probably go to the doctor and I've got some of these same things. I should probably at least get this checked out, or, just your feelings and your, some of the things, cause it's definitely a hard thing to go through, both sides, the caregiver and the person going through it. And we just thought we might be able to help somebody get through those, the hard times.
And I know there are many signs of cervical cancer, but were there signs that you didn't think were signs, if you understand what I'm asking there?
Yeah. I had a lot of back pain. Now I have had back pain before in the past, and where I've had to just, my back just needed put in place, or my hip was out or whatever. But this one was constant, and I just never got it checked out. First, I was thinking, oh, it's just because I'm sitting in an office chair a lot more than I used, have ever done. That was one thing. Another thing is, and I'm at the age where, you kind of start going through that menopause stage. And the women in my family always kind of had, heavy menstrual cycles, and they were going through the change. And so I had that same thing. Well, there's just a difference there too. And if you're having something really heavy, it's definitely something you want to get checked out.
One thing that you're very open about, and again, we're speaking with Missy Harrison here on the Relay for Life Radiothon. Missy, one of the things you're very open about is that your faith has been a great help to you during this process.
Yes, absolutely, 100%. I have seen God working through this the entire time, from just even having people pray for my hemoglobin levels. At one point, I was at a 4, and that's so low that that's dangerous. And I did not know about that at the time. And we had many people praying, and I ended up getting 3 blood transfusions, but I've had so many people praying that they said my hemoglobin would not rise for several weeks. And it raised first I was at a 4, I had 3 blood transfusion, and it got me up to a 7.
Well, that is miraculous, Missy.
And it,
yeah, that's an amazing story, and that's why people need to call in this morning, because through all of that help that comes in, we still need those dollars to help people get to appointments, give them places to stay. Why would you like people to call in and give this morning?
They need to. This is just something that people really need, the help or understanding or the care that they need to go to a doctor and seek help on many different levels going through something like this. So I think it's really important to give to something like this so that there's some kind of outreach that can help people.
Missy Harrison, we will continue to keep you in our prayers, and we appreciate your time speaking with us today.
All right. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.